Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Appreciate you hanging out on this Wednesday morning. Joe O, Sammy P, Wednesday regular, Nate Collins from the Greenlight Podcast, also brought to you by BetMGM. Nate, you are on a heater, my friend. Looks good, good, smart. Last week you told us, man, you got to take Green Bay. They take care of business. They cover against Washington. You also mentioned, I remember, that you would not be surprised if Kansas City was going to start in a hole. And here they are, Chiefs 0-2. And everybody's upset about the tush push once again.
And I'm not going to lie. I said this on the Greenlight Podcast yesterday. The tush push is illegal. I'm sorry, Eagles fans. It's an illegal play. And right now, in this current moment, it is way too difficult for the referees to really to judge that play correctly, whether it's the defense in the neutral zone or the offensive guys in the neutral zone. What the tush push has evolved into today, almost every single time they line up for it, it is not a legal play, and it's always going to benefit the Eagles. And if I'm an Eagles fan, I love the play, and it's F everyone else who has anything to say about it. I get it. I understand it. But I also – hear other fans, and when you see it and it happening to your team, it's really, really hard for you to ever stop that play. And yes, they're offsides. Yes, we seen it in super slow motion this past game where they missed a call. And I just feel like, hey, if you're Eagles, you keep doing it until it gets banned out of the league. And that's what they're obviously doing. And it's going to be tough if you're not an Eagles fan for the rest of this year, honestly. But I think this is the last year. I think they'll throw it out after this year. So, Eagles, use it while you can.
You're not wrong about that slow motion reveal. When they show the play, that was the game of the week. It's Eagles Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So everybody's watching it. Brady's on the call. And you see two offensive linemen literally jump forward.
Yes.
Clear as day, and then the Eagles score a touchdown. And Brady and Burkhardt are like, huh, that's interesting. As a defensive player, you played in the league. How do you even stop that, knowing full well that it's probably not going to be stopped anyway? And two, they're jumping off sides.
You, like, honestly, it's funny, but we talked about what Louisville was doing for the Commanders at one time when they were on the goal line, and he just kept jumping off sides because, like, it doesn't really matter in that situation where you can't move the ball up. But it's almost you have to have that mindset that, hey, I need to somehow jump this snap at the same time and kind of try to get an advantage so I can get off the ball first. But again, we're seeing that play in super slow motion. So it's everyone can easily be like, oh, look, like, how can you not see that? But you have to remember in real time for someone to try to judge that and see that and be able to call a flag, I think it's way too difficult for the refs, like, in the moment.
Yeah, and it's not jealousy. Like, I think a lot of Eagles fans or people that cover the team, people part of the team, they think it's jealousy. Like, we came up with a play that nobody can stop, and that's why you're mad, because you can't do it. And they do have all the pieces that make it perfect. It's just we saw it a couple times at the end of that game, and we've been seeing it for a couple of years now. It's become a non-competitive play. When they line up and do it, you know it's over. Oh, fourth and short, they're going to convert it. They're a foot out, they're going to get into the end zone, and there's nothing that anybody can do. So I think that's, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like that's the big argument for the NFL. Like, it can't be officiated, and it can't be stopped. It makes it non-competitive out there. There's literally nothing defenses can do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like I said, if you're an Eagles fan, yeah. Hey, all you defenders, get in the weight room. Our quarterback can squat the house. If you guys want to stop it, get stronger, get lower. But yeah, it's hard. If you're not an Eagles fan, it's just going to be hard. And you just got to hope that your defensive coordinators, that if you guys have the Eagles for the rest of the season, there's something that you can try or you can look up to try to minimize or stop. Or, hey, keep them out of short distance situations. That's the only other thing I can say.
It is funny. Last year I was a big Eagles guy. I had Eagles stock in every way. Win the NFC, Barkley stock, Super Bowl stock. I didn't mind it last year. This year I hate it. I'm like, this is stupid. Last year I'm like, yeah, tush push. Whole field, just keep going. Now I'm like, oh, this is stupid.
I'm on record with the green light saying, yeah, I love it. And like, same like you said last year, that I love it. And hey, if you don't like it, stop it. But if you watch older tapes of the tush push when it first started, it's like, it's a different play now. Like, they weren't as the line, the way they line up wasn't as condensed. It wasn't the guards weren't kind of like even or in front of the center like they kind of are now every time they line up. So it looked like a regular lined up play, and then they would just be kind of pushing Jalen Hurts with the running back or the tight end, like his extra, like for extra momentum. And now it's like a whole different, like, rugby scrum type of play. And hey, like I said, if it's legal in the books and they tried to ban it this past year and didn't, hey, you guys just have to deal with it for the rest of the year and hope that it gets banned at the end of this year.
Nate, which team is more dangerous in your eyes, the LA Chargers or the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Ooh. I like the Chargers, but there's something about Baker Mayfield. It's something about Baker Mayfield. And if you watch this past game, a team that is invested in a quarterback enough to let an opposing team score a touchdown so that you get the ball back and you dictate how the game is going to end while you're winning, I think that's something to show, like, for maybe like football fans that might not understand the situation that's happened in the Buccaneers game the other night, and they allowed a team to score just banking on, if we give the ball to Baker Mayfield, he is going to bring us down and score a touchdown. I think it was absolutely amazing, and I think they're very, very dangerous. I think a team and a coach that can have that much confidence in their quarterback, it shows a lot.
With Nate Collins of the Green Light Pod, this is Bet Sweats here. Nate, a lot of times after 2 weeks, you'll get a great performance and a terrible performance. And then you're in week three, you're like, what are they? What do I do? How do I bet on them? I don't know. So with that, I ask you, how did Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards? And what the hell do we do with him moving forward?
I don't know. Moon balls. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, this is something that Russ can build a momentum. I think he's getting more confidence from his receivers and his guys. Giants have a lot going on there, and I just feel like if you're a position player on offense, it's it's a hard situation to be in a locker room and kind of not have things like definitive. Like every week they go week to week, and the first question that everyone wants to know is who's starting next week. And that's annoying when you're on a team, especially for an offensive guy. Like, you're just like, hey, why are you guys asking this question? Let us rock with our quarterback. But they have all that going on. So it probably feels good for those guys in the offense, but overall, they just got to win. It sucks. Like, when you lose, like, there's always going to be questions, and they're always going to be looking at what ifs and, hey, why don't you play Jackson Dart? Hey, why don't you give Jameis Winston a shot? Hey, why are you always going to let Russell Wilson play if you guys aren't winning? So it's one of those things for the Giants. They just have to find a way to get a win. And on top of it, they have a coach who's on a very, very hot seat. And honestly, win or lose every single game for probably this entire season, it's a situation for him where he could be getting off the plane from an away game and management's waiting for him to be like, hey, you're done here, or a home game and the same situation could happen. So the Giants, I feel like it feels good, but like some people feel like, hey, no moral victories, and that game is amazing, but to lose it still sucks, and the Giants have to find a way to win.
Why is Ryan Poles, the Bears GM, why is he allergic to building a pass rush? I don't understand. They just cannot get to the quarterback. That defense is such a problem. And now Jalen Johnson's hurt. He's going to miss a long time with the groin. But Nate, 4 years now, they can't get to the quarterback.
Hey, I think, I don't know, like some teams – they have to learn how to, like, you're only as good as your last man. Like, that's how what people say. And it's something that we don't really pay attention to much before the season. You kind of looking at who the projected starters are or what it may be, or the new acquisitions. And football is a sport where the team you start with, like, you might have like 60% of those guys still on your roster or active and not injured by the end of the season or by the playoffs. So you have to really have guys ready in line. And I think some front offices, it's hard to recruit or get the right guys that you probably need to fill pieces. And it's something now, like, we praise, and some guys, people get mad at the Eagles GM because of what they just did with getting the old lineman off of the waiver wires. But it's teams and GMs like that can do stuff for their team and thinking about the future and what ifs if guys get hurt, like, you see them excel. And it's one of those things. Hey, as a GM, you have to get smarter and figure it out. Like, guys are going to get hurt, and it's just part of it. It's part of the program with football.
Nate, a big story in our world is obviously covering the betting lines. Is we look at it and we are frustrated because it feels like the NFL that we grew up on and that we've been betting on for years isn't the NFL that we're getting right now. And what I mean by that is just – anything can happen any given Sunday, right? We don't see that. Like, we're going on at least a couple months sample, if you go back to the end of last year, of just, if you're a favorite by four or more, you're winning. You're winning. You're going to find a way, and you're going to end up winning the game. We don't see big underdogs get through. Now, that could happen. The beginning of last year, it happened a lot. But it's just, you look at these games like, yeah, of course they won. They're the favorite. Oh, of course the Chargers won and covered easily. They're the favorite. Like, these big favorites of more than a field goal just keep on hitting. As a former player, what do you see? Do you see a separation where the bottom is so much worse than everybody else, where the top is so much better, or is this just, look, it's cyclical, it's going to change?
It's hard to tell right now because there's a lot of injuries popping up, but other than that, I think the beginning of the NFL season for what it is now is so hard to predict just because of the simple fact that we get no sample size in preseason anymore. Like, we do not get what you're going to see in the regular season on offense and defense. Like, you really might see your starting team play what, like one series, like a total of maybe like tops 10 plays all the preseason. And even for the guys who are playing, that's not a big enough sample size for you guys to really know what you guys have and how you're going to be able to perform against other teams. So it's just so hard. And I'm always amazed by the lines and how sometimes they're so exact and how they even know. And being as an ex-player, I have no idea like how they can even predict certain things. And that's like one of the biggest things being an ex-player and now being on a show where we're sponsored by Bettings, and people always ask and just like, oh, you guys know, or they think stuff is rigged. And it's just like, dude, like we have no idea. And I'm just as impressed when a bad beat happens or when a betting book knows something exactly on the mark. It's just one of those things that I as players, like we have no idea about it, but the fact that it can happen, it's wild. But I don't know like the difference between the top and the bottom and how like guys predict it right now, but it's just hard. And I have no idea.
Last week you told us Green Bay, and you also gave us a bet, Green Bay to win by 7-12, and you hit. Unorthodox, but you hit. Week 3, what do you like?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Week 3, and you talked about this earlier about what team is scarier, and I know for my Green Light fans, if you guys pay attention to this, they're not going to like this, but I like the Rams plus 3.5 this week, and I actually might move that line a little bit closer to plus 1 to make it interesting, get you boosted up a little bit, just because I feel like the Rams, they'll play the Eagles tough. And this is a game where I just feel like the Rams, they look good. And I think they're a team that they play with momentum, and I like their coach. I think their coach will have them very hyped up this week and letting them know, hey, you guys are playing the Super Bowl champs. We could really put teams on notice, start off 3-0. We go here, we get this win. Like everyone will kind of know, like, hey, like we mean business this year. So I like the Rams in that spot.
Nate Collins on a dog. I like it. Nate Collins, Green Light Podcast. Check it out. Also brought to you by BetMGM. Thank you, Nate. Looking forward to chatting next Wednesday. And speaking of the tush push and those Eagles, let's talk about what Jordan Mailata had to say. He's pissed off about this whole tush push situation. That's next. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.